Unit 3. Pardon me.
Lesson 18. Wait! Don't eat yet!
Think about it. What do you know about table manners? Have you ever had dinner with a foreigner? What thing does almost everyone have at a Canadian table?
All societies have customs about how to eat politely. In English, we call these customs table manners. Table manners in China and Canada are quite different. It's very interesting. Here are some examples. In China, if you drop something on the tablecloth, you usually leave it there. You don't pick it up, and you certainly don't eat it. In Canada, if you drop something on the tablecloth, you pick it up and put it on your plate. It's okay to eat it, especially if it's something dry, like a piece of bread. In China, if your guests have no food on their plates, putting food on their plates is polite. In Canada, you pass food to guests, but you don't usually put food on their plates. In China, if you are someone's guest, you should not finish everything on your plate. It means that you haven't had enough to eat. In Canada, to finish the food on your plate is polite. It means you liked the food. In China, some people like to help themselves or others to food with their own chopsticks. At a table in North America, people will not help themselves to food unless each dish has its own special spoon. It is not polite to use one's own knife, fork, or spoon to serve food. In China, nobody has a knife at the table. In Canada, usually everyone has a knife. Here are some other customs in Canada that everyone knows. How many of these rules are true in China? It's rude to put your elbows on the table, but almost everyone does. It's rude to talk when you have food in your mouth. Parents are forever telling their children, "Don't talk with your mouth full." It's rude to use a toothpick at the table.
Spaghetti comes from Italy. It is a kind of noodle. You put tomato sauce and cheese on it. I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Project. What's the story? In small groups, find pictures of people in magazines. Let each member of your group choose one person. Cut out the people and glue them to a piece of paper. Do the people act like they're doing something unusual? Good. Make it interesting. Now think. As a group, make up a quick story about your picture. What are the people doing? What are they saying? Write down your story. Trade your picture with the students from another group. Make up a story for their picture. Compare your ideas with their ideas. Are your ideas the same as theirs? Why or why not?